I'm Ira Plater. This is Science Friday. I want you to look around a little bit. One of the five people around you is hiding a cold virus in their nose. They don't even need to have a runny nose. It's just they're sitting and waiting. And what may trigger that virus to go viral? The weather. Weather like this, with the highs creeping just below 20 degrees or even lower. It's the perfect condition to set those nose viruses off. And the reason? Well, it turns out your immune system turns sluggish in the cold. That's the conclusion of a mouse study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Akio Iwasaki is a professor of immunology at Yale University and one of the authors on that paper. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
So each of us, one out of five of us, has a cold virus in our nose lurking?
Yes, that's what the data show.
And what decides which one of us is going to spread it or not?
Well, it depends on a lot of different factors. You would have to have enough virus to be growing in the nose to spread to other people. And that one of the factors that make the virus grow, we found, may be the lowering of the temperature in the nose.
How low does the temperature have to go?
Well, actually, the optimal temperature for this virus to replicate is around 33 degrees, which is found in the nose of most people living in just normal conditions.
33 Celsius.
Yes.
And so it's in normal conditions, that's what, 90? Is that the body temperature, 98?
Oh, no. The nasal cavity temperature is about 91.4, which is the 33 degrees Celsius, or 91.4 Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. So if you can keep it warmer than that, you keep your nose warmer, it won't replicate the virus.
Right. That's at least what the tissue culture study that we've done would suggest.
So doesn't that justify everything your grandmother, your mother has said all these years? Bundle up, stay warm?
Right. I think we provided at least one scientific mechanism for why that might be true.
Tell us what that mechanism is. What is going on there when the temperature drops?
So what we found are two things that are happening when the temperature drops. One is that, so every cell in the body have sensors that detect viruses inside the cell. Mm-hmm. And these sensors, they don't work as well when you drop the temperature to the 33 degrees Celsius. So that's one problem. The other problem is that these sensors actually trigger a set of other molecules known as interferons. And the interferons bind to the neighboring cells to alert the cells to make antiviral proteins. However, at the lower temperature, these interferons don't induce the production of these antiviral proteins as well. So you have two problems that are sort of combined to make the virus grow better.
Hmm. So just giving it that lower temperature makes the virus grow better. Is there going to be a big difference between your experiments with mouse cells in a dish and in the human nose? What's going on there?
Right, exactly. That's something we would like to tackle next. So I don't want to make any predictions that are going to be wrong, but that is exactly right. We use the mouse cells for a reason. We have these genetically modified mice. These are mutant mice that have that lack some of these key innate sensors for virus as well as the interferon responsiveness. And so by adapting the human cold virus to the mouse cells, we were able to pin down the major players that prevent this virus from replicating at the higher temperature. But now that we understand this mechanism, it's a little bit easier to go into the human system to study this.
Would this explain why people get more colds in the winter, it seems, than in the summer?
Right. Well, so there are many theories about why that might happen. One is the sort of exposure to the virus. So in the winter, you know, people crowd into sort of crowded rooms, and that will obviously increase the exposure to the cold virus. And that's been sort of the textbook explanation in medical school that people learn,
right,
that this is the mechanism by which you catch a cold. But in addition, we think that this colder temperature might play a role. And it makes a lot of sense if you look at the seasonality of the common cold. You usually get it when the temperature is colder. So we might have added one more explanation to why people catch cold.
Makes sense. Would going around wearing something on your nose to keep your nose warmer?
Right. So I've started doing that once we found this results. I wear a scarf around my face. It doesn't look that great, but I haven't catched the cold yet, so maybe it's working.
All these people who wear surgical masks, maybe they know something.
Exactly. And that's very typical in Asia, you know, where there are a lot worse things you can catch than a common cold. But that's also maybe preventing the common cold from sort of growing in your nose.
Is there any way to boost your immunity to make it work better?
Right. So other than changing the temperature of the nose?
Yeah.
So that's the difficult thing because we have these two main defects that we found at the lower temperature. Anything that relies on the immune system to block the virus are not going to work very well at the lower temperature. So, you know, I guess just increasing the temperature is actually the best sort of remedy against the cold.
I guess so. Well, that's quite interesting, Doctor. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
No, thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to put that muffler around my nose now.
Try that.
Akiko Iwasaki is a professor of immunology at Yale University.